The business community has sent a letter imploring the ANC and DA to stay the course by keeping the government of national unity alive, following a very public spat related to the budget vote. Yeah, President Ramaphosa has responded by noting the letter, but also stating quite emphatically over the weekend the ANC will not be influenced by what business says, quote unquote. Online, Kulukeni Mati, CEO of Business Unity South Africa. Welcome to Newsbeat.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
It looks like Business Unity South Africa, you found yourself in the eye of a political storm, because just this morning, Deputy President Paul Mashatile was poking his eye in the finger of the DA ministers, saying that they should be ashamed for rocking up to work this morning after what transpired last week. So through all the noise and all the rhetoric and all the heated feelings, where do you think this is actually going to go?
So on the contrary, we're not in the eye of the political storm here, because it's important to consider why it is that we are where we are. We're here because the budget did not balance, which means that the intended expenditure was not backed by revenues. And there was a need to then raise taxes. Why did that happen? It's because the economy of South Africa has not been growing at the required level for more than 10 years. During that period, government borrowed more and more to balance the books. We now get to a point where borrowing more is not an option, and taxes have to be raised, and that gets resisted, and we get to where we are. So essentially what we've done is to speak for the economy, to say that to prevent things getting worse going forward, we have got to focus on growth. We've got to focus on driving growth in this economy such that we do not have to find ourselves in similar circumstances going forward. That's really the business perspective here. We're not entering the fray of politics. It's not our space. But we do have a say when it comes to the economy, because we see this every day. This is part of our daily bread.
I understand 100% what you're saying, but it does seem to me as if the president has basically swatted your letter away. That's the impression I'm getting as a member of the public, and that no politician is taking this seriously. I'm very cynical as a journalist about the level of understanding that politicians have about economics. In any case, they've displayed over the years, they understand very little. So how do we move forward on this? I mean, is the president posturing for the sake of those in his party and maybe some voters, or does he himself actually realize what he has to do in terms of the advice you're giving, growth, growth, and growth?
So firstly, you know, this was a private correspondence to the president and the leader of the DA, and it just would not be good form to discuss chapter and verse of that here. But what I can say is that we essentially know that these leaders know what's good for South Africa. They demonstrated to us last year when it wasn't clear how we were going to move forward when the ANC did not win elections outright. They said, let's put the country before everything else and form a government of national unity. So we know that they know what's right and capable of taking the right decision. We're not second-guessing their ability to make the right decision. We're just saying the economy matters, and we want to make sure that we do not remove our eyes from a focus on growing the South African economy.
I mean, there isn't a citizen who would not agree with that view. I mean, that's basically where we have to go. But when we look at all the political rhetoric flying in the air, I'm sure you'd agree that we do need to have a decision, and soon, because what we're seeing is that the markets are having like a double whammy reaction to Trump's theatrics and our own political theatrics. I wouldn't have to convince you that sometimes markets love fear and they feast on it, normally to the expense of the citizen.
You're absolutely right in saying that the developments from the other side of the ocean are of huge concern, whether you're talking about the tariffs and everything else that's been coming from the U.S. administration in relation to South Africa. And we are better off really dealing and facing those challenges, being united, than being at each other's throats. And again, this does require that we solve, or that the government and the political parties solve whatever differences they have, so that we can deal with this real threat to the economy coming out of the United States.
Yeah, have you picked up anything positive today about the trajectory of the GNU, or is it basically the statement by the deputy president? That seems to be the only thing that I've seen so far today, because I think later on today we might, maybe, who knows, see the final decision on the trajectory of the GNU.
We rely on you, the media, to inform all of us. Why are you asking me a question that you should be providing an answer to?
No, I asked the question because maybe you had an inside track that we didn't have, and maybe you would have let it slip to our listeners, but obviously you're not going to do that.
We don't have any insight more than you do.
I have still have to ask the questions. That's my job.
I know.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Kulakani Mati, CEO of Business Unity of South Africa. Keep up the good work, and let's hope that next time we chat, it'll be about something really positive. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Cheers.